In New York City schools, there are more than 7,000 students with autism. 700 of them, from preschool age to 21, attend this public school for autism in the Bronx, PS 176.
Good. What are you going to do next?
These children see doctors periodically, but they go to school every day. It's the public school system that bears most of the burden of treating children with autism, because treatment means teaching.
That's right. That's you, Donald, at the museum.
And federal law mandates that all children with disabilities are entitled to a free, appropriate education.
Autism can suck the fun out of life. Like, having a child with a disability can suck the fun out of life. And we work very hard here to put the fun back in.
Da, 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 da.
Sesame Street.
Anybody watch it when they were younger? Yeah.
The principal for the last 16 years is Rima Ritholtz, whose students cover the full autism range.
Reading, we do math.
Severely challenged to higher functioning.
My educational philosophy is that they're children first before they're children with autism, and they deserve the exact same quality of programming and professionalism that any student would get anywhere else.
Her teacher-to-student ratio begins at one teacher plus a teacher's aide to six students, moving as students progress to less restrictive classrooms with 8 to 12 children.
We're trying to approximate the general education programs, and hopefully, eventually, we'd like our students to return to general education.
And what proportion do?
I would say a very small proportion. Out of 700 students, I would say maybe 10 students return.
We know that a lot of our students are motivated by music, especially the autistic child.
Today we were talking about the iPad, and we think this is going to be a very valuable tool to use with students on the spectrum.
And as soon as I pick it up, it turns colors, but now I can play it.
We have a certain number of them. We don't have the money to buy more.
How many have you got so far?
I've got 23 for 103 classes, over 700 students.
Jesse Mojica is the Director of Education Policy for the Bronx Borough President. We talked to him about the iPad issue.
There are so many questions with regards to autism, so many things we do not know. But there are certain things that we do know, and technology plays a very important part, in particular with children with limited ability to express themselves.
Jesse speaks not just as an education official, but as a father. He and his wife Anna have a son with autism who attended PS 176, but was not doing well.
He was exhibiting self-injurious behavior. He is nonverbal, but he was really drifting inward.
Then a charter school for autism was announced, with 30 places to be filled by lottery.
I heard about the charter school, and I said, wow, that's fascinating, one-on-one, you know, teaching. I said, that's what Adam needs. And we put our hat in the lottery. And we found out that Adam just barely missed it. And it was devastating to us. It was devastating. Here was something that I felt would help my son, that I felt powerless to help him. I was heartbroken. I was, but it is the way it should be. I mean, it is by lottery, and there is no preference to anybody, no matter where you are from or who you know, and that's fair.
But another boy from the Bronx did win the lottery to the charter school in Manhattan.
A gift from God. We won the lottery. That's what I like to tell people, because it really was a lottery.
His mother, Carol, is a community organizer in East Harlem. His father, Rafael Santiago, is a doorman in a Manhattan apartment building.
Oh, hi, I'm Ralphie, and I'm telling you about the Albanelli kids.
There's no set one curriculum. There's no set one thing that has to be done. It's what's going to work for this child at this particular time. Let's take that and let's apply that. And that's the key, that commitment on the one-to-one level. And really that, you know, if you look at it, they get close to 40 hours of ABA a week, and that's you know,
40
the
hours
ideal
of
applied behavioral analysis. That's the gold standard. The only proven, really, educational standard for autism.
I can't wait.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Julie Fisher is the director of the charter school founded by the New York Center for Autism. It is funded under the federal disabilities education mandate, plus some private fundraising.
I think Ralphie would fall on the more sophisticated end of the autism spectrum. He is charming, first of all. He is very smart, but social interactions are very challenging for him.
Who are you talking to? Because you were facing the wall.
This would be a great day for sports day.
I'm going to tell you about my travel.
Whatever else he's learned, when not in school, Ralphie is still a nonstop talker, compulsively on his preferred subjects, especially the New York subway.
Then we take the B to 81st Street. We usually wait for the 2 or 3, but last time we had to take the 2. Then we take it to Times Square, 42nd Street, to the shuttle, to the 5.
I have to hurry.
But the 5 is express.
Let's race.
Let's race.
On your marks?
Yes.
Okay, so now.
Go!
The only charter school in New York State exclusively for children with autism. This was created to be a model of possibilities.
Eight. Holy cannoli. You got it.
We are fortunate in that we have a great ratio in almost every classroom. We have the ability to instruct pretty much one-to-one, so that allows us to do the high level of individualizing of everything that we do, which I think is so critical when you're educating kids with autism, because they're so different from one another. You really have to construct things on an individual level.
For children with autism, many of the lessons teach life skills.
Oh, yeah. Tie your shoes. Great job.
To talk, to sit still, pay attention, to learn how to shave.
Good, bud.
To wash their hair.
And that means if I stop, you stop.
Know the dangers of traffic.
Nice job.
Or to overcome the terror these children often feel going to the doctor.
This side?
A fear the school eases with its own in-house clinic.
Dylan historically has had real challenges with anything medical doctor related.
It does, it tickles. Let me check this ear, please.
She couldn't go to a doctor without intense tantruming, having to be held down for any procedures, hadn't tolerated taking medicine, temperature taken, wearing a Band-Aid.
Holy smokes, you're the best! Brush it out.
Typical children may acquire these skills as easily as they breathe. Children with autism have to be taught painstakingly, repetitively, and with endless patience.
What should I do?
I don't know. You tell me. It's $7.99. You got to figure it out fast. Other people are waiting for this.
Jennifer Connolly is the school's director of education.
Perfect. And off the top of your head, without using a calculator, if you gave me 8 and it costs $7.99, what is your change?
1 cent.
Oh, man. Up top here.
Each of our students every month has a clinic, and it's an opportunity for us to come together often with parents and kind of have a think tank session. So looking at specific skills and then problem solving around how to best help our students acquire those skills quickly.
Ralphie's mother, Carol Santiago, is now on the board of the charter school. She believes its approach should be used to improve autism education in all public schools. People trained in teaching children with autism, not general education, should be in charge.
I wish that every single student within the New York City public school system can have a model like that. It's just not possible. The resources aren't there. But at the same time, you are creating something that is helping those children, and you are training a group of educators that will go out and will become the heads of school systems, you know, or heads of schools within the system and educate others.
Are you 11? Are you 12? Yes.
The day we visited was Adam's 12th birthday. He now attends a different ABA school in Manhattan, and Jesse says he's happy.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, whatever the school experience, the treatment of autism comes home to the parents.
Let's play. I am a very different person than I was before Adam was in my life. And when he was diagnosed with autism, it was a very difficult time. This is a moment where your life is changing dramatically. And you can either be broken by that, or it can take you in another direction. And where Adam took me was, he made me into a better man. And he's really taught me that the true meaning of life is to love and to give of yourself and to be compassionate to serve others. And I've met a lot of very impressive people in my life.
Yes.
But no one's taught me that more than my son. And I will be forever grateful to him.